with third place finisher Brian Monteith from 14th to 3rd. Tell us about your run to the front tonight.
Just had some good luck. You know, guys dropping out moved us up pretty far, and without the yellows, I don't really think you would have made too much passing.
You got in on Stevie Smith pretty good. I mean, you've battled Stevie before, a couple slide jobs there late in the race. As the night was going on, was the track getting a little bit slicker, or was she still pretty tacky from all the overnight rains?
It actually got better the longer we ran on it, and I don't know if we all were just getting tired at the end, but Stevie was actually missing the marks that he was hitting the whole night when I was following him, and so I was just trying to take advantage of that, trying to take a breather before he took a breather and tried to, you know, catch on his mistake or something. But you know, I mean, we'll still take it. You know, Rickard French Fries, the Hanover, you know, all the guys at Premier. Yeah, it was a good night for us.
How would you assess last year for the team, and what are you guys looking for in terms of expectations for this year?
We finished strong last year. Yeah, we struggled most of the year last year, but we finished strong, and you know, we're hoping we can just capitalize on stuff we learned at the end to try to move us forward. Tires are a tad bit different right this second, but I'm sure that'll come back around too once the boys come to town. And we haven't raced much, so you know, you're trying to jam a whole bunch of stuff in really 3 weeks, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And yeah, on a playbook thing, that's not really not enough weeks to figure out anything.